Welcome to the Pursuit of Financial Happiness with Michael Shoosley, certified public accountant and registered financial consultant. Finding financial freedom requires accumulation and investment for retirement. Start planning for your future today. Now, here's Michael Shoosley.
Welcome to the Pursuit of Financial Happiness. I'm Michael J. Shoosley. I'm a certified public accountant, a registered financial consultant, a registered investment advisor. The pursuit of financial happiness is about the accumulation towards retirement and the distribution of retirement, how to make those more successful. I am your impartial, fee-only financial advisor. I charge by the hour only. And as we have been, discussing, that means if you go to a commission salesperson or a fee and commission advisor, you're likely to pay five times or more what you would be paying me for impartial advice and investment advice on the whole world of investments without any exclusions or prejudices. One of the things I've been telling businesses in Springfield for over a year and around the country that federal government was going to be mandating conflict-free advice to retirement plan participants. Those rules have been filed with the Department of Labor. It's going to be happening. At some point in time, local businesses are going to have to wake up and say they're going to have to deal with it. They're going to have to make some choices about whether they're going to go with a salesperson who builds a wall around themselves and doesn't peek, or somebody like me, if they can find somebody else like me. This week in unemployment, the unemployment figures came out. The private non-farm private employment surveys said that we lost 20,000 jobs. It was expected that the federal government, unemployment report would show 50,000 job loss. It showed a job loss of 36,000. It's unknown to what extent the government statistics are affected by weather. The ADP should not have been. This kept the unemployment rate at 9.7% unchanged. But there were some interesting things in this report that show exactly how weak this report was, as opposed to how some of the media have been, reporting it. For one thing, the discouraged workers, the official discouraged workers in this report, went up from 16.6% to 16.8%. Unemployment rate didn't change, but that went up. If you went back to the 1990s and used the formula for discouraged workers that was used then by the government, it would be approximately 21.6%. What you also saw in this report that was that involuntary part-time workers were up to 8.8 million people. Unemployment population ratio is up to 58.5%. So of all the people who in the whole population who should be working, only 58.5% of them are working. That's about the same as it was in 1983. There are 6.13 million people unemployed over 26 weeks. If you look at this report, what you can basically come up with some conclusions that, or some possibilities, that what you're seeing is a growth in temporary and part-time workers. Historically, when you're seeing a job recovery, the growth in temporary workers precedes a growth in employment by about 6 months. However, economists looking at a lot of these figures for the last few months, particularly given the changes in the methodology that began in February that added a lot of jobs at the beginning of the recession and at the end of the recession. As they look at some of these figures, what some economists are seeing is that we may be seeing a paradigm change where employers may continue with temporary workers in preference to permanent workers rather than, you know, convert as they have in the past to permanent workers from temporary. We're going to see, but that report is not as strong as it looked, even though job losses were better than expected or less.
970 WMAY Springfield, the news and talk of